product of Vastims.
You mean like the John Kern?
Pardon?
You're talking about John Kern. Because you're saying he's the son of John James Broderick.
He's a son of A.K. Broderick.
Oh, okay.
John A.K. Broderick, or A.K. Broderick. Now, what the A and the K stood for, I don't know, because they always went by A.K.
Well, my great-grandfather is Arthur Lewis, A.L., and his brother was John K.
John Paul.
John Kern was his brother.
John Kern?
Right.
Yeah.
So the
Annie Hawk has got something about that John Kern in St. Louis. She's an attorney.
Yeah. Now she, I've been communicating with her.
She's a sweet little old girl, and she's good at what she does. She's an attorney.
Oh yeah. Okay, so let me pull up my email, because I had sent her this email.
You got me in some of that email as being an uncle. And as far as I know, I'm not an uncle to any of the Brodericks or any of the Hawks. They're all cousins of mine. The Reagan family, there were three Reagans was the older ones in Missouri. Yeah, that's where they settled. Old man Mike Reagan was my great-grandfather. Now, he and these five or six brothers that came over that are President Reagan's side of the family, they came over and they settled on the east side of the Mississippi, and old man Mike settled on the west. And as far as I know, they never visited back and forth or anything. Of course, those was horse and buggy days. It was a hell of a job to get on a horse and ride 100 or 200 miles.
Oh, I believe that.
But,
okay, the only place I remember putting you as an uncle was in a place where a lady by the name of Joanne Reagan.
Joanne is a first cousin.
Oh, okay.
Her grandmother and her grandfather, her brother and sisters to my mother and father. Her
okay.
grandmother was a Broderick.
Joanne's.
Yeah. Noah Broderick. And mother was the next one, and she had a younger sister, Sister Leo Katie. Was her name, and she became a sister. Now, what order she was in, I don't know. I was working in Indiana. I was a lineman for a power company, a contractor, building line over there. And I went to Vincent's. It was pretty close to where I was working. And I went over there to see her grave, and I couldn't get in to see it because it was buried. Sisters and priests was always buried in there, and it was no trespassing deal. You couldn't get in there. His old sister that was in charge of it, she said, no, you can't go in there. Of course, that's, if you know the sisters, you know, hell, they got a rule, and they go by the rule, and that's it. Where'd you go, Jeannie?
Oh, I'm here. Okay, so the thing that I found that I think ties my family to your family is a listing of Margaret Brogren and John Broderick, and they had several children, James, Maria, Patrick, John, James, Honora, Bridget, and Margaret. And I see that your mother would then be Bridget.
That's right.
And so...
I never knew that... Mother had any sisters that was Margaret. She had a sister that was Mary. That was her older sister. And I think she was next to Patrick, Pat, and Aunt Mary were close to same age.
Next to Margaret, it says Sister Leocadia.
Sister Leocadia was the youngest.
Yeah, so it looks like her formal name was Margaret.
Her middle name was Vera.
It has listed here that Margaret was born March 18th, 1873, and next to that it says Sister Leocadia. So I assume that she became a nun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never met her, and she died when I was a little kid. I guess I was about 3 or 4 years old. And before she died, she sent me a ring. And it was supposed to have been my birthstone, but it wasn't. But anyway, she sent the ring, and I lost it through the years.
Oh, okay, I see.
Hell, it was 60 years ago.
Okay, so if I go back to, so your mother is Bridget.
Yeah.
And then her...
My aunt on the Reagan side was Nora Rose.
So I'm really just trying to only follow the Broderick side to try to see how your grandmother then was Margaret and her husband was John. So I'm trying to see how were Margaret and John related to my great-grandfather, John James Broderick, that created Broderick and Bascom.
That I can't tell you because that was before my time.
Yeah.
I wish I could tell you more about it. And I wish that hell out of it. Got back to that guy in St. Louis that I happened on. That Broderick, J.K. Broderick, as he was Broderick and Bascom's son.
Yeah, because he would have been my great uncle. And I'm in communication with his son, because his son still lives in Missouri. And so
where in Missouri?
He lives in Camdenton.
Camdenton. Yeah, that's down in South Missouri.
Right.
That's down near where all the Western singers and stuff have their...
Branson?
Yeah, Branson.
Yeah, it's kind of...
Close to Branson.
I stopped and spent the night with him and took a lot of information about the company, the Broderick and Bascom. So I met him, and he's my dad's first cousin.
Yeah.
And so that was interesting for me to meet. He's a little bit younger than my dad. My dad's in his 60s, late 60s.
Do you know what kind of business he was in? At Camden.
Well, he's a construction guy, so he's not doing the same thing that his dad was. But his dad was...
he's in construction. Well, he'd be anywhere.
Yeah, his dad was working at Broderick and Bascom as well as his grandfather. So his dad, grandfather, and great-grandfather all worked there. But when I got a hold of Anne and realized that she was related from Maria and James Hawk, then I found it quite interesting. And I knew then that Anne was related to me because James Hawk lived with my great-great-great-grandmother on a census when he was 20. And
yeah.
And
he was a twin.
So I want to find out how he is related to, to Patrick and Anna. Patrick and Anna were both born around 1820. And
way before my time.
And so I think my Patrick and your your grandfather, I guess. I guess your grandfather was John Broderick. So I think my Patrick Broderick and your John Broderick were brothers.
I think, yeah. I'm almost sure that this Broderick of Broderick and Bascom was a brother to my grandfather that died, because when he died in Ireland, Uncle Pat and mother and cousin Mike Broderick, they all came to Missouri, or came to the United States, and they came to St. Louis to the Broderick and Bascom because old man J.K. was the one that okayed their passage, probably paid for it.
Well, when Patrick died, the company was not really in existence yet when my great-great-great-grandfather Patrick, the one that came from Ireland, when he died, the company wasn't really in existence yet. And they didn't have any money. But the history I know from your family, from what I understand, the history from your family between Margaret Brogren and John Broderick is that some of these siblings went back to Ireland.
Yeah.
There were 8 siblings, James, Maria, Patrick, John, James, Honora, Bridget, and Leocadia. And I know some of them went back to Ireland. Do you know who went back to Ireland?
No, I don't. But I think that's the time that Leocadia went into the nun, went to be in the sisters.
So do you know anything about back in Ireland where the land is?
No, other than what they call it, Scarf. It was in Scarf County.
Yeah. Okay, I got that. And then do you know of any family members that would know that?
Yeah.
No?
All of the older families, I'm the youngest of the older bunch.
Right.
I'm the youngest, and I'm 95, be 96 in June. And all the older ones are gone. They're all dead.
Okay.
And same way with the Hawks, the Hawk family. All the older ones are dead.
Okay.
And as far as finding out any further, I think we started this genealogy way too late.
Yeah, it's a little frustrating for me because I really would like to tie my line back to Ireland.
How old are you?
I'm 43.
Yeah, you're just about half my age. Well, I don't know if anybody that could tell us anything.
So, the only other ones on this list, they show Patrick Brogan married Catherine Ryan Dwyer.
He was a Dwyer.
Do you know any of the...
The Dwyers was, they were some of the relation, short-tail relation in St. Louis, because I used to hear Mother talk about the Dwyers and Hannigans and some more of them, but I think some of them was on the Reagan side.
The Hannigans are part of our family.
Yeah.
And I've heard of some Dwyers, but I think it's a different Dwyer on our side.
Well, the Dwyer, there's 2 different spellings for that Dwyer. I have run into that 2 or 3 times, and some of them spell it kind of like the French, D-E Dwyer, and some of them are just Dryer.
Yeah, I see.
And I never have, of course, not known any of them, and knowing what their relation was with me, I didn't chase it.
Okay. And then lastly, it looks like your mother, your mom and dad, you know, your mom married William Reagan, but it looks like Honora married Joseph Reagan.
Yeah.
Was Joseph and William related?
Brothers.
Yeah, I thought they might be.
Yeah, and they had a brother, John, who was he was part of the 7 or 8 brothers or 9 brothers, whatever it was. It came over from Ireland, the Reagans, and settled in the middle of the United States, and they all went on the railroad. And my family, up until my older brother died in 57 or 58, somewhere along there, there was a Reagan working for the Wabash.
Oh, interesting.
He was a head electrician in the Wabash, signal department.
Okay, so... So earlier you were talking about Patrick, Bridget, and their brother John.
And their sister Mary.
Okay. I'm trying to tie that back somehow to my to the Broderick and Bascom.
Yeah.
Do you know anything?
Nephews and nieces of the Broderick and Bascom. Old man John Broderick or J.K. Broderick.
So what do you know about Broderick and Bascom besides that one encounter that you had with J.K.?
Nothing.
Okay.
They manufactured steel cable. The Golden Gate Bridge, all of the cable in that bridge came from Broderick and Bascom's in St. Louis.
Okay.
And my brother was working on construction for Aaron... steel company, and he helped work on the Golden Gate Bridge.
Okay. And
he
then...
died in 98, somewhere along there.
And then, so what...
They used to call that cable, it was winch line, is what, and it was called a yellow strand.
Okay.
They had a manila yellow strand of manila rope in the middle of this winch line, and it was impregnated with oil that it was supposed to keep this steel cable from rusting. I do know that.
Okay. So.
And they called it the yellow strand a lot of times.
Do you get on the computer much?
I'm a computer ignorant.
I didn't hear that. I guess that's a no?
I'm a computer ignorant.
Okay, I gotcha. Okay, and
I
then...
I don't know anything about a computer. Don't know how to turn one on.
I know. It's terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just terribly
when
hard.
When it first came out, I should have listened to them and joined it, but I didn't. Like a fool.
Well, it's confusing, but my dad is 69, and he's a computer programmer. But he's pretty rare. Most people who were not young when the computers came out don't really get them very well.
I can remember when radio first came out, and of course when TV came out, and a lot of them said, oh, that's just a fluke, it won't last, but it did.
Yeah.
And both of them, and telephone was the biggest thing, and it was a one line run through the country, and it's like a clothesline. And that's when I started my electrical endeavor. I started on the old telephone lines. I worked for Western Light and Telephone Company, and then I went to on construction, and then back on to Union Electric, it was called. At that time, it was Missouri Power and Light. And then it went from Missouri Power and Light to Ameron, it is today, and it is big today. It's all over the middle part of the United States.
I think I've heard of that.
Ameron Electric is the one that I retired from in 84. And my union card says 65 years.
Wow.
And up and down a lot of poles.
Yeah, that seems awful scary.
When I retired, there was about 200 of the kids, boys, came to my retirement party, and they said, oh, man, how many of these poles in St. Louis have you been up and down? I said, all of them, sometime or another.
That is funny.
Because you work sleet storms and tornadoes, and that's Tornado Alley. You know, in St. Louis, it comes down that alley, and runs all the way from Ohio clear to Texas.
Yeah, I'm in Dallas, and we
get a lot of your damn mosquitoes that bite like horseflies that blow us up from the Gulf when we have a storm in Texas and it comes up the valley, and we get them in Missouri, boy, and when if you're working at night, they eat you up. I had an old man that I knew that he came over to me one morning about daylight. He says, "Hey, Reagan, what the hell's that all over your shirt?" I said, "Hell, I'm giving them my blood."
Oops.
And he said, "You mean the mosquitoes biting you that way?" I said, "Yeah." And he went and got me some pills. And I took them pills, and I was going to remember what they were. And I didn't, as usual. And they stopped that mosquito biting right away. I bet I hadn't swallowed them pills a half hour till the mosquitoes was gone.
Oh, interesting. Do you remember what the pills were?
No, I don't. Damn it, I didn't remember them.
I know, that's crazy.
Yes, it is.
So what? Where did you grow up in St. Louis?
What?
Where did you grow up in St. Louis?
I grew up in 80 miles west of St. Louis, in Montgomery County, Missouri.
Okay.
If you've heard of Clarence Cannon, that was in politics so long, he was from Missouri, and he was one of the oldest in politics in Washington, D.C. They've got a street named after him up there. And he was from Missouri. Missouri's, where I was raised, is about 80 miles, I'd say west, northwest of St. Louis. More west than north.
Okay.
It's off a 70 highway. 70 highway goes all the way from coast to coast.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so let me ask you what you remember about your grandmother, who was Margaret Brogan.
I never met the woman, but the first and the only thing that I knew about her as a child, they had a picture of her in a tornado, the big tornado that hit in St. Louis, and I think they lived on Vernon Avenue at that time, and the house had blown away, and she was sitting in a chair with her rosary and a blessed candle, and a picture of the old gal sitting up there by herself, and no walls, no ceiling, and all the rest of the house had blown away, and she's sitting there saying her prayers.
Oh.
Are you Catholic?
Yes.
I never knew of any of the Broderick or Hawks or Reagans that weren't.
Right.
And Ronald Reagan's family wasn't. His dad was Catholic, but his mother was not.
So are you related to Ronald Reagan?
I think so, but I can't prove it.
Interesting. So what do you remember about your grandfather, John Broderick?
Nothing, because he was dead before I was born. And he was dead before any of the Reagans was connected to the Brodericks.
Do you know of his middle name?
No.
And you don't know his parents either?
I'd say his middle name was Kern.
No.
Because they called him J.K. And J.K., the K would be Kern.
Well, Kern is...
Something in some of the pamphlets I've seen in genealogy that have a Kern that was related to the Brodericks.
Well, the Kern is my family that married the guy that started Broderick and Bascom. His wife was a Kern.
Well, that's where the J.K. came from.
Right, but that's not your grandfather, because your grandfather wasn't him or his brother.
Well, That's where they got the current the
right, but
Barton Baskin's always went by J.K. Broderick.
Right, but that's John James Broderick's son, is John Kern. But that wasn't your grandfather.
He was his father then. J.K. Broderick's father, you're talking about.
Well, John Kern was my great uncle, and that's not your grandfather. I wish they all weren't John Broderick's, because it would make it a lot easier. But, so John Kern that you met is my great-uncle. And his brother was my great-grandfather, which was the Arthur Lewis. And the two of them together were sons of the John James Broderick that created Broderick and Bascom. So I don't really understand where you're...
Any of those Brodericks that you're talking about, their family, did they go to Kansas City, any of those women?
See, I'm not aware of any Kansas City relation at all.
This guy that I met through the Knights of Columbus, his mother was a Broderick, and she was from Kansas City. And I was trying to place his family... relationship to me, but I so far haven't been able to.
Now there were two John Kerns, because you had the one that owned the Broderick and Bascom. His son and his grandson both were named John Kern. The grandson married a woman who was in the movies with Lucille Ball.
Yeah, that's the one I met.
Okay, so he, the one that was married to Alice was a stunt woman for Lucille Ball. And his name was Johnny B.
I never met her, but I was in the kitchen on that house.
Okay, so Johnny B then met Lucille Ball, and Lucille Ball became their son's godmother. And so he's the one that lives in Camdenton now. So his dad is Johnny B, which is John Kern Jr. And then John Kern Jr.'s dad is John Kern Sr. And both John Kern Jr. and John Kern is John Kern Broderick Jr. and John Kern Broderick Sr. They both worked at Broderick and Bascom.
Yeah.
And they're in my direct family line. So what I don't understand...
You're a little closer to the Broderick's son than I am.
So I don't really understand where your grandfather, John Broderick, comes in.
He was a brother to the man that started J.K. Broderick. J.K. Broderick's Bascom.
Well, I know he wasn't a direct brother because he, his parents moved here when he was two.
He was the one that called J.K. anyway. And he was the one that was okayed all the rest of them to come to the United States. He was their surrogate father of all the rest of the Brodericks that came to the country.
So you're
now, whether the K was for Kern or not, I don't know.
Yeah, it can't have been because when the Broderick and Bascom guy moved here, he was two, and he married a Kern, 30 years later, 25 years later. So the Kern really can't be a Broderick thing past just a marriage thing.
I've got a letter opener here in a drawer in the other room that my mother used to carry and used to kind of prize because it was... Her uncles came from her uncle's place of Broderick and Bascom.
Okay.
And whether it's got the year that it was founded in on it or not, I don't know, because I didn't look at it that close. It's an ivory-handled letter opener.
So is there like a logo on it?
It's got the logo on it, yeah.
Is it like a spool Or is it like a B&B?
I think it's like a B&B. I'll go get it.
Okay. Excuse me.
I got it now, Jenny.
Okay.
Where'd you go?
I'm here.
Okay. I am about half blind. I've got to get a magnifier on this.
What do you see? You there? You there? Vince?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you see on the handle?
Well, not too much. Patton Street. Patton Steel. On one side. See what's on the other. Broderick and Baskin.
That's pretty neat. I've not seen a letter opener yet.
Roderick and Baskin Rope Company.
Where do you think that, who do you think handed that to who? I wonder if it...
Manufacturers. St. Louis, USA. Manufacturers. And, the logo on it is just a big B. And I guess that's why it was a big B, because it's both Baskin and Broderick.
So whose was that? Whose letter opener was that?
That was my mother's.
It was Bridget's.
Yeah.
Do you know where she got it?
Yeah, she got it from the Baskins.
But I would assume she never worked there.
No, she never worked there. Mother was a housekeeper in St. Louis before she married.
Oh.
And as far as I know, she never worked in any stores or anything. She was just a kind of a maid, or take care of the houses and stuff. And clean houses.
Oh, I see.
But her sister, Nora, now that married my Uncle Joe, she was a clerk for Ellison Hess. It was an old department store.
Ellison?
Dellis and Hess.
Dellis and Hess.
Yeah.
Interesting.
They're out of business now. They haven't been... in St. Louis in a long time.
So,
I don't remember them in St. Louis in my lifetime. They were before me.
So, who are your siblings?
My siblings?
Yeah.
Christina. Christina Jean, and she married a geogre, a Hollum Dutchman from up in the edge of Canada, Washington.
Oh, I see.
Bellingham area.
It is sure pretty. We were up there. What?
He let her raise the kids. He was a dermatologist, and when the kids was raised, he left.
What's your full name? Vincent?
Vincent. I never give my middle name, but it's Lewis.
Okay.
And my brother liked had a friend, Lewis Runner, and I never liked Lewis. When I was born, Uncle Joe named me Jim. They named me Vincent, and he said, "Ho, Vincent people." Said, "Let's call him something simple. He'd be Little Jim."
Oh, that's funny.
Big Jim. His son was Big Jim. He was Big Boy.
Did you say you have a brother?
I had four brothers.
So Christina was your only sister.
Huh?
Christina is your only sister.
Dorothy is my only sister.
Oh, who's Christina Jean?
Christina Jean is my daughter.
Oh.
She's in her 60s. And my sister's been dead for several years.
So who, tell me in your...
Mary Perry Compton, that was run for United States Treasurer a couple times and didn't make it.
Which is your oldest sibling?
Huh?
Who is your oldest brother or sister?
My oldest brother was Joe.
And then...
Joseph William. And then there was Edward, James Edward. And then there was Charles Michael. And there was David. What the hell was Dave's middle name? John David, I think it was. And then Dorothy.
And then where did you fall?
And then with me.
Okay.
Yes.
I see. So there was seven. Six. There was six.
Six.
And so what's your relation to Joanne?
She is a cousin.
So she's Joseph's daughter.
She's James's daughter.
Oh, hold on.
Big Jim's daughter.
Okay, Big Jim's daughter is Joanne. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
I was Little Jim until I come out of the Marine Corps. When I came back from overseas, I came back to Missouri, and I met Uncle Joe in town, and we went and had a beer, and he'd quit drinking, and called me Vince all the time. And that was different because he'd always call me Jimmy. Little Jim.
I see. What was I going to ask you? Oh, yeah, the picture album. So, Ann Donovan has a picture album. And she said it's very old looking with a brass lock on it. It's very similar to the one that we have on our side of the family. And she said there is a picture of John James Broderick in it. So what do you know of that picture album? Do you know whose album it was?
I'd say it was Mary Hawks Broderick. She was the oldest of the Brodericks that I knew.
Oh, okay. So, you called her Mary and not Maria?
No, I called her Mary because that's what she went by, Aunt Mary.
Okay.
And Aunt Mary would come visit us. They'd drive out in their car from St. Louis, have a big chicken dinner, and they'd sit around and talk and visit. And when Aunt Mary left, well, Mom would say, "Well, we can do as we please now. Mary's gone."
Oh.
She was the head of the household. She was the head of the family. And she did. She was kind of the one that told them all what they should do and shouldn't do.
Right.
like Mom and Aunt Nora were younger.
Oh, okay, I see. Oh, I see. Yeah, so she was your aunt. And did you remember James Hawk?
James Hawk?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you do remember. What do you remember of him?
He was a staunch man that stood straight like a drop of poker down his back. And a well-built man, about, I'd say about my height, about 5'11", something like that. Close to 6 foot. Maybe 6 foot, I don't know.
Yeah.
But his sons were all 6 foot or better. John was his oldest son, and then Edward, and then James Edward, and then, let's see, Frank, I